This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
0.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week. It's Woodshed. Local Band of the Week, Woodshed. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music?
Brand new record called Between the Dreams. Really, really great record. Congrats to those guys for putting on an awesome disc. And you can see them on May 4th and Everett at the Anchor.
And you can get more info at the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Sunday night, you like local music? How about 2 hours of it every Sunday night at 10 o'clock right here on The Rock? Great Pacific Northwest music with bands like Woodshed. And every Friday at this time and then earlier for Beat Migs, Danny's jumping around. And yes. I just wonder what the people on the floor below us are thinking is happening each and every day that that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they know it's just some idiot jumping up and down.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They're like, oh, it must be Friday.
That's exactly how they know it's Friday.
They probably think Friday. It's a toddler.
It's really. When they find out that this man is in his 30s, they're going to be like, really?
Really?
Like, why is it every Friday at 6:55 and 8:55? Yeah. Somebody brings their child and they just jump up and down.
So weird.
It's the weirdest kind of aerobics class. It only goes on for like 30 seconds.
some weird-ass Zumba.
Weird-ass Zumba has been declared. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Adrian in Maple Valley. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ticket to see the Black Keys. They're at the Tacoma Dome on November 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And tickets are available starting today at 10 a.m.
Ooh.
Through LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Adrian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Adrian, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
A number of birds of one kind feeding, resting, or traveling together is known as what F word?
Flop.
Yes. Who had the 1973 hit song Crocodile Rock?
Pass.
Finish the CCR song title Bad Moon What?
Right.
Yes. The strength of liquor is known by what P word?
Bruce.
Yes. Who voiced Dory in the animated movie Finding Dory?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Nice.
Which 15-letter word starting with a P means putting off a task?
Can you read that?
Which 15-letter word starting with a P means putting off a task? Which Southwest College's mascot are the Sun Devils?
Arizona.
No.
You can do this. You're so damn close.
Ah, Somalia is located on which continent?
Africa?
Yes. Finish the title of the Stephen King book turned movie, The Green What?
Wow.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct.
Oh, Adrian, you're going to be
bummed. Almost 7.
You're going to be bummed out because you didn't get the Arizona one. Because
yeah.
you know, here in Washington, we have two colleges. We have Washington and...
He wasn't listening.
We have two colleges here, two major colleges here in Washington State. Washington and...
Nope.
Two major colleges in Washington State.
All right, let's not turn this into Dakota again.
I put the answer in the question.
He's already admitting he's dumb. Calm down.
Yeah. Oh, did he think he was dumb?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
Friday. Yes. Shut up.
Yeah. Simmer down. Yeah. Chill out.
You keep jerking against me. You know what? You don't get any food.
Okay, great. Yeah. Fine. As long as it just keeps you from freaking out.
Whatever.
Wow. My goodness. Do we need a replay of yesterday? Well, no,
Adrian,
we don't.
Are you from Washington?
Oh, yeah. Wow!
Oh, look who's here.
Whoa! Right. Flashy AF.
Your local celebrity, Steve Miggs, is here.
Okay.
Oh, brother. Man. Heel mode.
As the kids say, that jacket you just put on is very extra.
That's amazing. It is amazing.
God, I'm getting blinded by the dumb thing.
So extra that Sarah did see you with it.
She thought it was pretty fabulous.
Yes. Super hella jealous.
Okay. It's a sequined red jacket.
This wrestling thing has gone a little crazy.
It's gotten to my head, BJ.
It really has.
So now you're going to play Beat Miggs in the sequin jacket.
Well, I'm hoping they'll help me win.
Oh, all right.
Because, you know, this is what winners wear.
Okay. That's what, all right.
I was waiting for the reasoning on that one.
That's what winners wear? Okay.
Well, it came just in time because I ordered it hoping that, and I got it from China, so I had to order it a couple sizes too big, and it actually fits, which is nice.
Congratulations.
It is funny that that China calls that a double XL.
This is a double XL, and I would say this is a large... Like a large-ish.
Yeah.
I want to make fun of China, but maybe we're the weirdos, and that really is a double XL, and we've just got so fat.
It probably is a double XL in China.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which is crazy. What a large would have been would not have fit me.
Yeah.
It would have fit your daughter.
Yeah,
she kind of got out a free jacket if I would have made the mistake. But anyways, I'll be unveiling this jacket this Sunday at Without a Cause Wrestling.
Fantastic.
4 p.m. Normana Lodge in Everett, brother.
Well,
I wonder what the King of Dong Style, Joey Ryan, will think of this.
He's going to be jealous.
He's going to be there.
Well, I don't know. Doesn't he do something with being the King of Dong Style?
He flips people with his penis.
Maybe he'll do that to your jacket.
It's all PG, don't worry.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And if you have a kid under 10, they can come for free.
Oh, really?
Okay, then.
Well, these statements are a little odd, but...
Yes. Hey, I talked to Joey about it. I was like, do you think it's awkward flipping people? Because, you know, he doesn't do anything, like, sexual with it. But I think it's odd when there's kids around. He goes, what kid doesn't love a penis joke? And I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, growing up...
That's a really good point.
When you're, like, 10, 11...
All right.
Wiener jokes are the funniest thing ever.
Yep, those aren't fart jokes.
You don't think of it as a sexual thing, and he doesn't do it in a sexual way.
All right, then. This is perfect.
Fantastic.
I can't wait for him to do it to your jacket in a non-sexual way.
Kids love sequins red jackets.
Oh, yeah, they do. The kids, that's what the first thing they always put down on.
All right, I'm excited.
Are you ready?
Somebody wants to know if we're going to post a picture of me wearing it. It's already on KSW's Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Good, champion.
Number of birds of one kind feeding, resting, or traveling together are known as what F-word?
Flock.
Yes. Who had the 1973 hit song Crocodile Rock?
Elton John.
Yes.
I bet he'd wear a jacket like this.
He would.
Yeah.
Finish the CCR song title Bad Moon What?
Rising.
Yes.
All right.
The strength of liquor is known by what P word?
Oh. Proof.
Yes.
Nice.
Who voiced Dory in the animated movie Finding Dory?
I almost said pterodactyl. Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. Which 15-letter word starting with a P means putting off a task?
Pterodactyl.
No.
Procrastinating.
No.
Procrastinate.
No.
Procrastination.
Yep.
Damn it, pterodactyl.
Whoa. Which Southwest College's mascot are the Sun Devils?
Duke.
No.
Oh, Arizona.
No.
What?
Which Southwest College's mascot are the Sun Devils?
Arizona State.
Yes. Nice. Somalia is located on which continent?
Africa.
Yes. Finish the title of the Stephen King book turned movie, The Green What?
Mile.
Yes. What is the smallest unit of a computer memory called?
Terabyte.
No.
Gigabyte.
No.
Byte.
No. These nuts. No. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win.
Yes.
8-6.
Nice going, Steve.
Yeah. He left, by the way.
Yeah.
Adrian left.
Yeah.
He's out.
Steve. He's just posturing.
Yeah.
Doing the turn during the...
This new jacket.
I know.
Thank you. Feeling like a champion.
It's very Ric Flair, like you had mentioned earlier.
It's like Ric Flair playing softball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, it's like a baseball, like a, it's like a tracksuit jacket without, but all fancy.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, it works perfect for wrestling because you're going to be using your feats of athleticism.
Oh, yes.
And it's very, very flashy.
Yeah, it is.
Dakota chimed in, Mr. Adrenaline, to let us know how he did on today's B-Migs.
Oh, Mr. Yeah? Adrenaline, yes. How'd you do, Dakota?
5 out of 10 again. Again.
Oh, so all right. So he's keeping average there. He's got to raise it up a little bit, I feel.
It's all right, though. He got nothing yesterday, so he's gonna, 5 out of 10 is better.
So what's going on? Because some people are... asking why you needed to chill out again. Did BJ get mad?
He was starting to freak out again.
Over what?
Why would people asking? They were listening to the show. Didn't they hear it?
Well, I'm asking because people are saying chill down.
Oh, you're
BJ
asking.
Needs some CBD for his nerves.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was the
Settle
Sun
down,
Devil's
grumpy.
Yeah, it was the Sun Devil's question. Okay. The guy said Arizona, and BJ was trying to give him hints about, you know, the Arizona
the
State thing.
Here's what I said to him, Steve. I asked the question. I said, so we have two schools here in Washington State, two big schools.
Right.
Washington and...
Washington State.
He couldn't come up with
But he wouldn't answer.
He couldn't come up with the second.
And so BJ was getting pissed, and we're
and
like,
I even
and I were just like, hey, dude, come on, man.
But I gave him the answer in the question. I go,
yeah.
We have two major schools here in Washington State. We have Washington and he still couldn't come on. So that's when I was like flipping tables. So
yeah,
like,
yeah, he was getting ready to freak out.
Enough.
So we were all trying to, like, everyone, including the texters, were trying to calm BJ down.
Yeah, I just saw Danny look at me like, here we go again.
Because
yeah.
We were about to.
But he was very smart. He's like, I'm dumb. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that's basically why I think he just hung up and left and is like, oh,
No, I'm not going to pick on the guy because, like Vicky said, I didn't hear him because I was too busy screaming at him. But if he admits he's dumb, I got nothing to say about the guy. You know, he's
owned up to it.
Yeah, yeah, I got no problem with that.
You figured out that it was procrastination that we were looking for the 15.
Oh, I would have been so mad. That's a good question because
thank you.
I would have said procrastinate, and I'd be sitting there going, "Of course it's procrastinate. What the hell's wrong with you?" But you did say 15
words. I did. And then the smallest unit of a computer memory.
Is that a kilobyte?
No, you guys, that's way too big. A bit.
A bitty byte?
Oh, a bit.
Not a bitty byte.
8-bit. Why do I forget 8-bit games?
It goes bits to bytes to then kilobytes
and
so forth.
God, I feel so bad. I should know that.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You knew a lot. You won. You're flashy. You got 8 correct.
I'd say the red jacket won this
time. Yeah, I think so.
So call number 8, that makes you a winner, a flashy red jacket winner. Checking out the Black Keys at the Tacoma Dome. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. All right, listen, man, we are all basically just too much into Facebook. And it seems like, I don't know what they're going to have to do to be able to have us go, we're done. Because, I mean, we're just that hooked on it.
Oh, I saw the news yesterday and all I thought was, are they just intentionally trying to implode? Do I need to start saving my pictures because it's about to disappear?
Yeah, it's another privacy issue where Facebook announced they mishandled sensitive passwords for hundreds of millions of its users and stored them in plain text so they were easily readable in a database that could be accessed by employees. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why, I mean, am I going to put my passwords out there for everybody to see? I mean, I know that you can just see anything you want.
Well, then think about, like, if you have some wacky person that works over at Facebook that maybe just had a bad relationship or is kind of a psycho, and now they can just access their significant other's or their ex's password.
Yeah.
Like, obviously there's worse things that could happen, but you just never know.
Yeah. Now, they're saying that these passwords, most of them belong to people using the platform's Facebook Lite version. I don't even know what that is.
It's less heavy.
Oh, it's less heavy? It's less caloric?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fat-free.
So a Facebook exec said...
Only skinny people are on that version.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I don't know it.
I don't know that one.
So that's what they're saying most of these passwords come from.
It says it lets you use Facebook through a much lighter app that is better suited for low power Android devices or ones with limited internet connections.
Okay, so that's not me if I'm an iOS guy, so I should be in good shape.
Yeah, I use Facebook Fatty. I'm good.
Facebook Fatty is great. Yeah, he says, the company usually masks the passwords so that nobody on Facebook can see them. Yeah, you usually do, Mr. Executive, but you didn't.
How do they mess this stuff up?
Dude,
I believe it's not intentional. I believe that they just have all this information. They, you know, this is what we get for a free service. This is true power these days. This is the new power. And these sons of guns, they are the stewards of such power. And they're, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. I don't think it's, I think that they intentionally want those passwords where they can be found like that for who knows why.
You think?
I do. I really do. Because I'm Mr. Conspiracy Theory. You have that much power. You've done what Zuckerberg and those folks have done. Business the way they be. People who are just, you know, corrupt in their own business way. Yeah, I totally believe that it was intentional that they had this so you anybody could see them.
I mean, maybe I'm just overthinking. I just think it's just another example of just someone being stupid, and there's just a dumb oversight. And you deal with enough people sometimes, and you see them, some things, you're like, how did you screw that up? This is so easy, and yet you still did this. How dumb are you?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of these instances.
That's what I think. I think that it's such a, how dumb are you that, oh, wait, what if you meant to do that? That's where I go.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I do, man. I have no proof of it, and watch my account get hacked, and now I'll get arrested for something heinous. All because it was show up on Facebook.
But if it was a screw-up by somebody and it wasn't intentional, it was an innocent mistake, they're just an idiot.
Execution, yes.
What is that conversation like when you pull them into the... Because you know, yeah, sometimes you get called into the office with the big boss, and you're just like, I know I screwed up. But that's a...
That's huge.
That's a massive screw-up.
I think he's fired, right? How do you not fire that guy? I mean, if it's indeed a screw up and it was not meant to be
done. Does he bring donuts on Fridays? I wouldn't fire him.
Oh, you're right. If he brings donuts on Fridays, you can't fire that guy.
Exactly.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You got the show. Listen, Donut Dan, no more sharing millions of passwords. Oh, is that a Krella?
Yeah. Bear Claw?
Nice. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. This is where you get to do whatever you want to do in this fine program. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
On KISW, The Rock of Seattle, it's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the Washington State Fair. Check out Weezer on September 1st. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206. 421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about. What does matter is this rule.
It's to show some energy, BJ, and bring it. Otherwise, we'll have to gong you and wish you a bidoo. Bid adieu.
I wish you a bidoo.
A bidoo.
I wish you a bidet.
On a Friday.
Wow.
Goodbye, yeah.
I've already checked out.
Yeah, you feel it. Yeah, you did.
The weekend is here, baby.
I'm the one that should be checked out because I'm on my little anniversary weekend, but you've checked out before me. Thanks, in celebration of my 34 years.
34 years.
Yeah.
34
years. It's all her.
Years.
You got to give her all the credit. I just stumbled through this whole thing. I'm just lucky somebody stuck with me for 34 years.
So how many years since she's now lived in California?
This is the fifth year.
Five-year anniversary.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new marriage.
It's a whole new marriage.
What do you got planned?
They have a big flower thing. Like we have a tulip festival. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of the flower that they have.
Poppy.
Big fields of
poppies.
Is it poppies?
Yeah, they're the orange poppies. They're really
Please
pretty.
Please tell me they call it the poppy party.
It's the poppy party. Also, we're going to have some opium once we get to the poppy party. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Some bagels.
Yeah. So it's really poppies, Danny? You're for sure?
I'm like 95% sure because I've been seeing friends from San Diego post about it.
Poppy Palooza?
All right. We're going to go to Poppy Palooza. And that's her big thing that she wants to do for our anniversary.
Vicky, how would you say it?
I poppy.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm hoping I'm getting a poppy palooza after we go.
Right.
Because I'm going to be standing in a field with a bunch of flowers. That's really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, here you are. You haven't seen her in a little while. You're probably going to have a poppy. You're going to have to take care of that.
Wow. All right. I'm not going to argue with any of these particular suggestions.
Nice. Yeah. Well, happy anniversary, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
That's awesome.
Let's go to Adam in Bothell. Adam, you are on The Rock.
Dudes, happy Friday.
Dude, happy poppy. Friday back at you. Happy Poppy Day.
Thanks, buddy. I wanted to talk a little bit about a topic you guys had on earlier this week about when you noticed your boss was a D-bag.
Oh, yeah. What was your boss being a D-bag about?
I want to preemptively strike on that, though, about biographies real quick. I think that the Beastie Boys would be a really cool biography because they came out, you know, dealing with diversity as the white boys in a very, you know, different culture. I thought that would be a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I can't argue. We can't argue with that. I'm sure a lot of people would like to see that biopic because we're and you're talking about that because today Motley Crue's The Dirt was released on Netflix, the movie based on the book, which we're all Steve has seen and given two thumbs up to.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've
and
got
dealing
that
dealing with the loss of one of their members and stuff from disease and all that. But back to
he's
my
talking
boss
about Beastie Boys.
D-bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to when I noticed my boss being a D-bag, the job I had a while back. We were like, you know, bringing in too much to a stock to a store when you brought all that dog food in, BJ. This guy brought in a lot of stuff to a store and we were, you know, subcontracted. And he said, all right, I'll be here tomorrow to bring this stuff in. He was trying to hit an incentive, which he got certain perks from.
Oh.
And so this big, huge load of crap that the store was never going to be able to sell. The manager was so pissed it came in. He called in sick. And so it was just me having to sit there and try to stock all this stuff and find places to store it in the store, dealing with angry managers. And then come to find out this guy started posting on Facebook because he got the incentive for over-ordering, and he was sitting at a Seahawks game partying it up, calling in sick while I was sweating it out, stocking it up.
I bet you were so pissed.
Oh, man.
And this
oh,
was,
dude, I was so pissed.
And this was your boss.
Yeah, this was my boss.
See, it sucks when you have the kind of boss that also does the work that you do, and a lot of folks have that in their jobs. And I remember working in the supermarket. It was like I had bosses, but they were pretty much glorified me's. You know what I mean? And you know, they were glorified stock boys, and just like I was, but they were the boss. And that sucks when they are supposed to help out, but they're not there.
Adam, the most important question: did the Seahawks win that game?
Oh yeah, they smoked him, dude, and he got so tanked. Then he actually called in sick the next day from a hangover, and he got a ticket, a DUI ticket on the drive home.
Oh, this guy's a genius!
My gosh,
yeah. That's your boss,
yeah, brainiac, yeah. So, hey, I love your guys' show.
Oh, appreciate
man.
It, Adam.
Listen, Steve, I'm going to get on here one of these days when I get a chance, and I'm going to whoop you.
Well, I hope
dude, I'm so excited.
I hope you do well. Otherwise, BJ's going to yell at you.
Yeah.
I know, dude. BJ, I called you guys before and asked you, BJ, like, how come you cry during movies? You're such a nice guy. And then at times, you can just be such an A, you know?
Have you never met a guy before?
Extremes, both sides.
Yeah, isn't that every guy you know when you think about it?
I mean,
he deserved it, man. He really did. I really believe in
Adam. You're the best.
Adam's awesome.
Have a great weekend, brother.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the
boy, Adam. I'll tell you right now, man. That guy was using all the freeway. He was all over it.
Dad just showed me a picture of the poppy party.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I mean, dude, you have fun with that. I assume what you got to do with 34 years of marriage. You got to go do that.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she was going to come up with a great idea that she thought, hey, here's a great idea, and it's like
she has put up with you for 34 years. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
See, Steve, this is what I got to put up with. Steve is on my side and
I'm on your side, bro. That's just ridiculous.
And you're not on my side here, Vicky?
No.
That's like the worst time spent ever.
Right.
It's like looking at flowers.
I know.
But good luck to you.
I agree. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but it's like I want BJ miserable.
We did it once, and thank God my wife had the same opinion. Like, wow, we drove hours to see this.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool because it's just like a sea of tulips or poppies in this situation. But once you get there and you just assess the amount of time you spent to get there and the traffic and just...
Yeah.
See, the traffic is the reason why I'm glad that we couldn't make it. Because there was major construction on the weekend we were going to do. It was going to be like a 3-hour drive. And fortunately, my wife knows how I deal with traffic. And she was like, we don't have to go to the Tulip Festival. And I was like, thank you!
Not for nothing, though. The picture Jenny just showed me, though, the Tulip Festival is much more impressive.
I agree.
Yeah, the tulips look amazing compared. I mean, these are just poppies in a field. Who cares?
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to. Happy anniversary.
Somebody texted in, guys, have you seen all the pictures and stuff of the new arena at the Seattle Center, the construction project?
Oh, yeah, because didn't they, like, it's pretty amazing what they're doing in there.
They are gutting out the inside. It's just some of the pictures are just, it's so crazy just seeing, like, the stack of old chairs being piled up. Like, all the machines in there that are just ripping everything apart.
It's exciting, man. Getting ready, baby.
Getting down that Key Arena sign.
What's it going to be called? Is it going to be called the Key Arena?
No, I think it's called right now Seattle Center Arena.
Oh.
But it's probably going to be Highest Bidder Arena.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean, I know Key is Key
no,
Bank.
No, get rid of the Key Arena name.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I know Funko.
New history.
Funko just bought the naming rights for the Aqua Sox, but how awesome would it be, Funko Arena?
But the Key is like the longest named arena. And when I got here, I didn't realize it was the bank.
Yeah,
even though it is, I mean, you see the Key obviously on there, right? Because it sounded like Key Arena just sounded like a great name. I had no idea it was actually a company.
And I don't know how many years they've had it where they haven't paid the naming fees.
Oh, and they still kept it on there.
They just never got rid of the name. Like, oh, I mean, since the Sonics deal. Have been gone, I don't think that Key Arena has paid for the naming of that arena. It just stayed that way because it's...
Well, and they still had the WNBA and people going there.
Yeah.
Still, that's a great deal for them.
Ooh, I'm trying to think of what... You know, too bad Little Woody's is a small mom-and-pop type of a restaurant.
Little Woody's Arena?
The Little Woody's Arena would be the greatest thing ever.
You're right, that would be.
Sub Pop Arena, if you want to go Seattle.
I'm not sure Sub Pop has the kind of budget to do it either.
No, I mean, they should stay with making sure their bands are all taken care of. That's more important.
Yeah, exactly.
Dick's Arena.
The Dick's Arena.
Yeah.
I would just, you know what, I would actually put money towards that. Yep. If Dick's couldn't afford it, I'd be like, look, we need to have a Dick's Arena just because that would be awesome.
We are live at the Dick's Barn.
Yeah. Barn of Dick's.
That's what they call hockey arenas, the barns.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why it's a barn of dicks.
What other business would we go with?
A local business?
Well, I mean, I would prefer it to be some kind of local.
Molly Moon's Arena.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, Full Tilt Arena, I'll take that too.
Anything with Ice Cream Arena?
Yeah, anything with
Ice Cream Social Arena?
Yeah.
Salt and Straw Arena? Yeah.
Well, Red Robin's local, Red Robin Arena, yeah. Mostly because I really want a milkshake now.
They could call it like the Yum.
Ooh, the Yum Arena.
I like that.
Get in cahoots with Yum Bowl as well.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm sure they've got the budget for that.
And Lady Yum, the macaron place.
I don't even know that place.
It's a macaron place, and it's called Lady Yum.
Okay.
I just like the name.
It'll probably be something way more
corporate.
It's got to
be corporate. Yeah, they're going to get some cash for that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
As long as we have a hockey team, I'm not going to
Exactly. I'm not going to complain about that.
That's why when people get all worked up about the team name, I'm like, you know what? I'm sure if I was around here when they were arguing over what the football team should be called, somebody would be like, the Seahawks, that's a terrible name. But after a while, you just get used to it being a name. And
I am still pissed that they're not going to give the Kraken a name because they're afraid everyone's going to be called crackheads.
I don't think that's the reason. They've never out and out said they're not going to go with the Kraken, and they've never given that as being the reason. But I would imagine that has something to do with it.
And I think it's lame because the Kraken, I think, is a great, it would be a great name and a great logo.
It's still not 100%. You never know.
Was Jenny Durkin the one? Oh, she's the one that says she's for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's for the Kraken. I forget who else is against it. And I'm just like, probably the people that own the club are against it. And it's like, why do you get to make the decision? Oh, because it's yours? Fine.
Somebody says the Louisville Men's Basketball Arena is called the Yum Center.
Yes.
Really? Well, who that is? Is there a restaurant called Yum or some kind of thing? Is it
KFC Yum Center.
Oh. Yeah, Yum is the corporation that owns like KFC, I think Pepsi, and A&W, like all of those, like the big conglomerates.
Oh, wow. Well, they need to do that here too, and because they're just about to bring back the chicken and waffle sandwich. What better?
Yeah, I never heard of this company Yum. Are they like a huge?
They are the big
company.
Yeah, they're the big overarching company that owns like all of the stuff.
I mean, I knew about PepsiCo owning all those guys. I didn't know there was a Yum company. Okay. All right, maybe Yum is a good idea after all. We thought it was just the Yum Bowls, but this is a gigantic company.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we know when to throw on the ice when they score a goal.
Yeah. Wing Street, too.
Yeah. Just a chicken leg.
Yeah. Nice. Just a chicken leg.
So listeners on the loose.
Eat the rest of it, Rev.
All right. Yeah, come on. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
0.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Again, a few text messages about Motley Crue's The Dirt, the movie on Netflix. It's crazy, dude. Like, I saw some people post on their Facebook, including our rock girl Alyssa, like, 3 a.m. watching the movie.
Oh, yeah, because it came out today.
Came out at midnight, so obviously a lot of people are excited to check it out, and some people decided either maybe they worked a late shift and they just said, screw it, I'm going to stay up and watch it. But a few people have been saying, dude, the movie's awesome. Another person, Kevin, tweeted us saying, it's a great movie. The Dirt covers Motley Crue really well. No burrito in the whole movie, though.
Oh, well.
You win. BJ owes food.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't there a bet, BJ?
Did I make a bet?
I don't even remember the bet, honestly.
There was a bet. And I think you said that if there was a burrito scene, you win. If there wasn't, you win.
Oh, all right. Well, I gave you guys food today. My buddy brought it in. Congratulations.
Oh, is that why that happened?
Yeah, paid off the bet.
Yeah, it works for me.
Yeah.
It's good enough, too, honestly.
I love how Danny,
the barbecue was fantastic.
Yeah, Danny got free food because the guy was bringing it in for me, and Danny still wants more.
Key lime pie and barbecue for breakfast.
So good.
So good. I didn't realize how spicy the barbecue sauce is.
Yeah.
I am a sweaty mess.
Like,
yeah, you are.
It says
look
hot.
At him. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Right.
Barbecue on there. What would you think it would be?
Dude, you're glistening.
Thanks.
I look like a lobster.
Most things hot in Washington are
there's,
not.
Yeah,
hot.
There's not necessarily hot stuff in Washington. It's tame by comparison. And this was legit. And so, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm glad I wear my own headphones because if Mike Hawk had to use these, it would be not a good day. No. My brain's fried. Sorry, guys.
And there was also a coffee barbecue.
That was actually good. I mixed that with regular barbecue because it was a little thicker than the average barbecue sauce. It was good. Yeah, so, yeah, not bad at all.
Somebody I just wanted to text in. Vicky is so awesome. It's so great to hear her growth on the radio. Why am I reading this? Never mind.
Who gave that?
She's sweet.
Stop reading texts from her mother.
At times, baby brash, LOL, but most importantly, she gets in where she fits in.
Hey.
Have a great weekend, guys. Peace.
Boy, that's,
I mean, I am short, so I have been able to fit into weird.
See, the
places.
Way Steve read that I was very creepy, but I don't know if it was meant to be that way.
Well, wasn't that you got voted in high school most likely to get in where you fit in?
Yes, exactly.
Nice. Yeah. I don't think I don't want that.
How was I, did I read it bad?
She gets in where she fits in. It really sounded sexual.
Vicky is so awesome.
Okay.
So great to hear her growth on the radio. She's sweet. Smart.
Damn.
At times, baby brash, but she most importantly gets in where she fits in.
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
Was that less creepy?
Yeah, that sounds much better.
Yeah, that sounded great.
Yeah. Sure.
Thanks.
Damn.
I haven't really grown much. I mean, I'm still 5'1". Sorry, I had to.
Oh, because you're short.
There you go.
Thanks.
The humor.
Good job.
Thanks. It's listeners on the loose, please somebody. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We got some texts of awkward moments with the family. Somebody says the dog was going through my sister's garbage can and pulled out a piece of protection, if you know what we mean.
Oh, yeah. That's on every level. That's wrong.
An open piece, of course.
Yeah.
Then my dad had to deal with it when the dog threw it up.
Oh, that is so wrong on every level.
So much awkwardness there.
Oh,
and the poor
God.
Dog.
Ah.
How about this one? My mistake was watching The Wolf of Wall Street with my parents. It's awkward because both of my parents are super conservative.
Oh, yeah, because there's a lot of stuff in that movie.
I still haven't seen that.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I keep meaning to watch it.
And it's actually very
it's long.
Dude, but it's entertaining. That's the thing about the movie.
It really is. Yeah, it's a really good movie.
I was afraid to watch it because I thought, oh, it's going to be serious. But no, it's a wild ride.
It's 3 hours.
But it's wild ride, dude.
Okay.
And you know what?
I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, watch it at home and then you can take like an intermission.
Okay.
And then you'll be fine with it, I think.
I don't know. It wasn't on Netflix when I watched it. I had to download it.
Oh, it's not on Netflix anymore?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I thought it was.
Because I had to get it off of my DVR. I DVR'd it and threw it on there. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is on Netflix, but it's good.
Ah, bastards.
Nope, it's not on Netflix anymore. So, yeah. But you can rent it for a low price various places.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll try
it. And it's worth like the $3 or whatever to rent it.
Yeah, it's a very, very good movie. And it moves so quickly. And the beginning starts off, and DiCaprio does such a great job showing the guy as a cool guy, and it seemed like a nice guy. And then you could tell just by the way he was educated in the business, but it's a wild ride. And he just basically, it's like Motley Crue in the stock market.
Okay.
Yeah. It's great. So listeners on the loose,
like Molly Crew in the stock market.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of because
they actually referenced that in the interview that I watched with Nikki Six. They brought that kind of stuff up, a little bit of like Goodfellas.
Yeah,
I mean, and there's also just some hokey, silly things that you would hope that would be in a Motley Crue movie.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it just goes to show you that when you're trying, in the world, in rock and roll, and perhaps also in the world of the stock market, and you are trying to motivate your people to go out there and make these sales and get things done in the 80s, people had to be jacked up. A lot of times it was cocaine infused. Then, of course, you had to give them great incentives like great parties and great ridiculousness and great bonuses. And then you are all of a sudden the power of all that, and you're making tons of money and you're the man. That goes right to your head, which is definitely illustrated in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Damn.
Yeah. And DiCaprio does a great job. Also, Jonah Hill, surprisingly, is really, really good in that movie, too. I say surprisingly because sometimes you watch things that Jonah does and say, I don't know, is he right for this role?
What was that baseball movie that he was in?
Oh,
Moneyball?
Moneyball.
Hey,
he was good at Moneyball, too.
Baseball.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
That was a great film.
And he's a different character, Jonah Hill, than he was in Moneyball. And he was, you know, I could see Jonah Hill playing the Moneyball character, you know, just because of what I've seen him do. And he's kind of slow and methodical in that movie. But in Wolf of Wall Street, Jonah Hill actually is like, he's one of the movers and shakers, and he does a good job.
Somebody once, I got listeners on the loose, top five people who have pissed off BJ.
Ooh.
Trying to think of like the celebrities that have really pissed you off.
You know the number one, and you were sad about it.
Yes, Peter Criss.
Number one.
I know who number two is.
Who?
Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell pissed me off?
You don't remember that?
I thought I had a good conversation with Chris
Cornell. First time we ever interviewed him, he called in late. You left, locked yourself in the office, and let me do the interview.
Oh, no.
It was on
I
the phone.
That?
It was on the phone.
Oh, I feel so horrible about that. That was Chris Cornell?
That was, dude, there's so many.
Yeah. But yeah.
Chris Cornell.
There's so many.
There are.
I know. I was a mess back then. Oh, now.
Back then.
I'm glad I wasn't mean to him. At least I left and didn't talk to him.
You just didn't want to talk to him, so you just left. We didn't tell him. We just did the interview.
Yeah, that was probably better that I didn't talk to him, because now, I mean, now, you know, knowing more of it. And we got to talk to him later.
Oh, gosh, we had him on a few times after that.
And he was a hell of a guy.
But you also chilled out a lot. I mean, he was continuing to be late from time to time. It wasn't
you're right.
But that was around the time where if someone was a minute late, you were melting down. And with each minute, you were melting down more.
Yeah, dude, I was just a mess, and I feel really badly about it, except for Peter Criss. I think he was a douche. But the rest of the people that
We played that back, and you said yourself, maybe I was a little out of line.
But he was, too.
Wasn't well, because he? You came at him. You told him, now I get why Gene got rid of you.
That was a great line.
It
was a really great line.
If I wasn't a Kiss fan, I would have high-fived you for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. You're right, but that's the one guy I'm like, nah, I kind of think he deserved it. I don't know.
Do we need to find that interview again?
Yeah,
I've got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
Let's let the jury. You know what? We should probably let the people decide whether or not you were being a jerk or not.
Okay, fine.
So, to set the story up.
All right, fine.
We were going to do an interview with Peter Criss, probably like 6:20 in the morning. He gets to the wherever. Maybe it was like 6:50. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was in the 6 o'clock hour. It was early.
It was early, but he had other interviews to do before ours. According to him, he showed up on time for his interviews, but some radio shows kind of go down a douchey road and keep a guy on longer than they're supposed to, and so the interviews start getting later and later as it goes along. I think Peter Criss called 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes late.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't too long.
Now, when we got him on the phone,
yes,
I feel like he took the first shot. That's what I remember.
Well, we can go to the audio.
All right, so without further ado, let's jump back in time to our interview with Peter Criss from Kiss.
Growing up, I remember I first heard the opening drum fill of Strutter and fell in love with this guy's style of drumming. Our next guest is the reason why I play drums. Well, him and Animal from the Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Gene and Paul think they could go on without Peter and Ace, I personally think they're stupid. Please welcome the only drummer for Kiss, the Catman himself, Peter Criss.
How you guys doing? You guys sound hostile down there, you okay?
I'll be honest with you. I think I'm starting to see Gene's point, to be quite honest with you.
How about I hang up on you?
look at Peter.
I'll give you a piece of real Gene.
You can do what you want, Peter. I mean, you can hang up, you can stay. I mean, it's up to you. But
I'm not going to come on your show and get insulted.
Yeah, but dude, you have to understand that there's hostility.
I'm not going to get insulted by you.
But hold on, Peter. You've already started the insult by being late for an interview and then saying we're hostile.
I wasn't late. I've been sitting here since 6 o'clock this morning. What are you, crazy?
Okay, now, where am
late
I supposed
for
to
our
go?
Calling.
Yeah, what am I supposed to go with this?
I mean, we don't do this. Let's just forget it.
Hey, Peter, you can do whatever you want to do, but you have... Oh, there you go. All right, how about that, everybody? Gone. All right, how about that, huh?
Are you serious?
Guitar hero.
How about that? Wow, that's my idol, DJ.
As your boy. So why did he say we were hostile?
He must have been on hold.
He was hearing it all.
And you were hemming and hawing wanting to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case...
Because it wasn't hostile.
No, that's why I was upset, because I didn't know...
You started.
There was a whole prelude to that. Like,
but I didn't know he heard all that, because Steve gave him a nice interview.
You hear everything.
Yeah, I guess I just felt like he was... I don't know what I felt like.
Yeah, right.
One person says, isn't BJ late almost every morning? Ironic.
Don't you think?
Oh, damn it.
It's a very good point.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you are Peter Criss.
Yeah, I definitely take 50% responsibility at least.
At least.
So it says this is the whole who shot first interview.
Yeah, exactly. It really is.
BJ shot first.
I think
you shot first, dude. He would have been fine if you weren't being a jerk on the line while he's waiting.
But
to
so
talk.
You didn't play that part, which is why I don't remember it.
We don't have that.
I guess. But if in fact I was the one complaining and not realizing he wasn't on the line, I shot first.
One text says, "I'm with BJ. F him."
Yeah, I've gotten better because
100%
better. I've gotten a lot better because people. You know, here's the thing, though, man.
Oh, Dakota from Beat Migs from yesterday, yeah. Mr. Adrenaline. He says, "Yay, I'm not number one."
No, you're not number one, Dakota. You're fine, Dakota. Yeah. So yeah, Peter Chris is number one. I mean, there was a guy from the Penny Arcade Expo that I had a real problem with.
Oh my god.
But we fixed that up.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know what? I changed my number one will always be Peter Chris. Mm-hmm. Number two is Jerry Cantrell.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Oh. I mean, it's definitely been smoothed over time, and Jerry's great, and has done awesome stuff with our station, and again, he was not in the wrong. This is all on BJ.
I would like to say one thing in my defense.
Hello. Yes.
And it has nothing to do with Jerry.
Okay.
Because Jerry did nothing to deserve that.
And
as I stand here today, I've never gotten a chance to apologize to Jerry in person. Jerry's a great guy. He didn't do anything. In my defense, I was forced to do that interview and didn't want to. I asked not to because I knew nothing about Alice in Chains at that point. I was not, I was not familiar with the band at all. Not only that, but I was not familiar with the love that, Alice in Chains has here, especially in Seattle, granted, all over the world.
This is many, many years ago. This is like, what, like 20 years ago. This is back when you were working on The Buzz.
Yeah, I was working on a talk station. I did not know anything or care about the Seattle sound at all. I have been a student of this music, really. I'm late in the game. I said to the person who was my producer, I am unfamiliar with this person. And I said, the only thing I would want to talk about is a particular subject. And the producer said, he doesn't want to talk about that subject. And I said, all right, well, let's not have him on.
Right.
Let's not do it then, because I don't like doing interviews with people I know nothing about. It scares me. I get panic attacks. I hate being unprepared.
Yep.
That producer wouldn't listen to me and put him on anyway. And so then a lot of those moments, I have panic attacks. And I end up just being really very angry and verbally and mean. And I feel really badly because Jerry Cantrell did nothing. He did nothing to deserve that.
Yep.
It was just, well, that producer doesn't work for me anymore. And I would never recommend that producer to have a job ever again in this business because he was an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's an unfortunate.
He wanted to get free tickets.
And that's why it all happened.
And it so irritated me. It's like, you didn't listen to what I asked you to do.
You went up the deep end.
But I did.
I would put him at your number two. The person you were the biggest jerk to. That might even be number one.
Yeah, I was. And I never, if I ever get in the same room with Jerry, I never have. I would deeply apologize to him because he did nothing and he's a great guy and I was a complete jerk to him.
One of my best friends just texted me, who's also very close with Jerry, like lived with him at one point, and just said, I'll let Jerry know with a big heart.
Oh, that's great.
How about that?
Yeah, let him know, please. It was a guy like me who deserved it, who needed to be in therapy and wasn't, treating a guy like him who did nothing to deserve that badly. That's exactly what it was.
You know the funny part? Not funny, haha, but just, I bet if he goes from, hey, tells the whole story, I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry's like, I don't even remember.
I hope he doesn't.
Because it was so long ago. I mean, maybe he does, but I feel like Jerry's the kind of guy just like...
You know who else I owe an apology to, even though he was a lot better in that interview? Like, he actually was at least, he stood toe-to-toe with me, was because...
Billy Duffy.
Yeah, Billy Duffy. And from the cult. And everything I know now about Billy Duffy and the cult, I feel horrible because, again, rock royalty and I was a douche.
Somebody even said, I think number two is worse than number one. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's true. And I have no mitigated apology there.
But number two now, Peter Chris is way more entertaining.
See, and I still think Peter deserved it. I do. I really do. And here's why.
Someone says, my opinion is Peter Chris kind of sounded like an a-hole and should have sucked it up and took some of that badly needed publicity since he hasn't been doing jack.
And I've had conversations with Gene Simmons, and so I'm a little flavored by that because he also doesn't have, sometimes he lives.
So you're on Team Gene.
I'm on Team Gene. So
I'm Team Paul.
Yeah.
Which also has nothing good to say about Peter Chris, sadly.
See, that's the thing.
Peter Chris was my guy.
I don't blame you. I know. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry that you missed out on your guy. I mean, I'm not sorry to him, but I'm sorry to you. All right, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a theme park have in common? Well, I'm going to tell you at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. The drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a theme park have in common?
There's a lot of lines.
Yes, there are.
Oh, I get it.
Lines, wow. Lines on my face.
Oh, that's it, because you've gone a hard road.
How's the song go?
Yeah.
Cocaine. That's how the song goes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all lit up again.
Oh, are you not doing the Eric Clapton version?
No, I switched to Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not true, though.
One texter says Steve gets corn dogs from both of them. They're both better than Creepy to Chris. Ouch.
I got to look up a corn dog and see what that euphemism is.
And both make women scream.
Has to do with battered hot dogs, BJ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what you're battered? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, there's a 19-year-old kid from New York. His name is Jonathan. He stole a taxi on Tuesday morning, tried to drive it to Six Flags theme park in New Jersey. Didn't realize, though, the park is still closed for the winter. Doesn't open until April 6th, so...
Yeah. His last name, Griswold?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. It's a national anthem. Family vacation.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Plus, cabs have GPS, so the cops can really kind of track those down pretty quickly, because...
Yeah. Did he start the meter, though?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Well, yeah, you got to charge yourself properly. Ryan Castle, he's up next for the Morning 12-Pack. Thanks to our buddy Scott for sitting in, watching the show.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
It was 93 when the sitcom Beavis and Butthead first aired. They were earlier on Liquid Television,
yep.
But it was the sitcom that started in 93.
And more importantly, isn't it time for Vicky's impression?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
please, yes, please.
Vicky does the best Beavis and Butthead impression in Spanish because that's how she grew up watching it with her dad.
Yeah. Yo soy Gorgorio y estoy buscando papelito amarillo para limpiar mi trasillo.
I am the great Cornholio.
Cornholio.
Give me
for my
bum. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.